Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Holly Berry for North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus remains parked on the South Pacific island of Rapa, waiting for Pacific Islanders to end their Christmas festivities and go to bed. That gives us time to check in with our flight analysts about how they see Santa's flight going this year. We are joined once again by elves Harvey Bullitt and Wilbur Boeing. Wilbur, since Santa launched more than 3 hours ago, have we seen anything that changes your pessimistic mind about Santa's flight this year?
Holly, I want to be optimistic, but you have to understand that this boat Santa is flying is 6 times the size of last year's sleigh. There are not only speed issues to address, but what about the size issues?
Size? How does the size of the sleigh matter?
50 years ago, rooftops were much bigger, Holly, especially in a place like Sector 1. They still have a lot of believers there in grass huts, Holly.
Sounds like you may have a point there, Wilbur. What do you say, Elf Harvey Bullitt?
He's right. Size matters. Santa's going to clip a lot of treetops, but likely knock over some fences, too. Many roofs now have metal shingles and heavy stone tiles, as well as things never even thought about before in 1972, such as solar panels. Santa's insurance premiums are going to go through the roof next year because of this, and that's just the start of all that can go wrong with this monster sleigh, Holly.
Goodness. Is there anything the world can do to make all this easier on Santa this year, Harvey?
I'm afraid not, Holly. Santa's piloting skills will be tested to the max. The reindeer will need to be more aware, engaged, and flexible.
Holly, I think it would be advisable that believers in Santa worldwide should clear a good large area in their yards for Santa to land. Light it up. Send in a note via the North Pole Post Office with any landing instructions they may have. Santa will be mindful of those things.
Thank you, gentlemen, for those suggestions. And we'll follow up with North Pole Flight Command for any more tips. We'll check in again with you later. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.